producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so you would think that everybody's excited about football, everybody may be excited about the new year, you know, but no, the biggest talk today is Powerball. So what, I think it's now at 800 million now, I guess, I thought Powerball was up to about 500 million, I have no idea, but it's a lot of million. And so you have a lot of people really, really excited. I don't think I could buy Powerball tickets in Nevada. So we have to go to State Line to get the Powerball tickets. I mean, obviously we've never won. But I guess the jackpot, if it does reach 800 million, this would be the biggest ever lottery prize in U.S. history. So Tom, there's the answer to all your problems, man. You got to get some, Powerball tickets. The previous record was six. Oh, are you there? You know what? Maybe, Tom, we're not orienting our goals properly. You know, it's all about, right, the job and coming to work, and we're spending so much time, you know, calculating how to keep our jobs. But maybe we should spend more time planning to win Powerball. Maybe we'd do better. I mean, I put no effort into the Powerball. Do you?
None. And, you know, I don't suppose it'd take much more to
Yeah, I know. That's why you and I never win. Because we don't do anything about it. I think we need to really sit there. Let's just take off work for the next few months. Okay? And just sit there and calculate. And maybe that's how we make it big. I don't know. It's an idea.
You know, I'm all on board for a few months off, at the very least. So, vacation, here we come.
Let's do it. But only if we win the Powerball. You know, we don't want to, you know, yeah.
Right.
All right. You know what? To heck with it. Let's just take a few months off. I mean, you know what? We're never going to be rich anyway, so who cares?
I was really fond of those four-day weekends we had during Christmas and New Year's. I am all about having another one of those.
Amen,
forever and ever.
Brother. Amen. All right, so anyway, the previous record they say was 656 million Mega Millions. That payout was handed out in 2012 to three lucky winners in Kansas, Illinois, and Maryland. That 700 million figure is, I guess, annually paid out over 30 years. If you want more money immediately, like most winners do, you get an estimated 428.4 million. Okay, you know, I don't know what I would do. I like the idea of just give me a few million every year. I understand how nobody trusts the government. Nobody trusts the state having the money. So, like, just give me the dough. But if you win 700 million, if you look from an economic standpoint, okay, your accountant would be like, wait a second, you just lost a big chunk of change asking for more. I mean, I would want every piece of that 700 million. I know somebody's like, well, you know, what if you don't live long enough? And, you know, I don't know. There's got to be a way where you could will it to somebody. You know, think about it. And then you get a couple million. Oh, no, but then somebody may want to kill you. Oh, what do you think about that? Yeah, I always was worried about that. What if I'm worth a lot of money dead? You know, who would, what that, you know what, never mind. I'll just get it all one shot. What are the odds? According to Multi-State Lottery Association, they're the ones that run the game. The odds of having the winning Powerball ticket are 1 in 292.2 million. In other words, you might as well wave goodbye to the $2 you hand over. Now the tickets are $2 and I thought they were $1. Oh, it's $2 a ticket. Which states are participating? They say 44 states plus Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. The only ones that don't are Nevada. What? Utah, Mississippi, Alabama, Alaska, and Hawaii. I think it's brilliant. What a great way to make money. You know, every time I speak at a women's or men's group, they do something very, very smart. They have everybody throw money into a pot. And then it's kind of like a raffle. And a winner gets half of the pot, and the other half goes to the charity. I think it's brilliant. Everybody gets excited that they have a chance to win, a lot. Plus, it's an easy way to give money to the charity. I think that's pretty good. So, same thing with the lottery. Everybody pays $2, or you buy a bunch of... My husband, like, if we're ever at a state, he drops a 20. And he's like, man, you know, we just increase our chances. And I'm like, well, I guess, but I mean, you know, one in 292.2 million, divide that by, what, 10? Nah. All right, let me see. Do you have to live in one of the participating states? No. You could go anywhere and get it. They say, which way of picking wins the most? Is it the magic numbers or random computer drawing? Because a lot of us are like, you know what, I'll do birthdays. Now, I remember my father was a gambler. And every time we lived in Vegas, and we would, let's say, you know, be lucky enough to go out to eat and play keno. And for those of you guys who don't know keno is where you sit there, and it's kind of like it's not like a bingo. It's a little bit more than that, where they pick a bunch of numbers. And depending on the numbers that you had picked, you win. So, for example, if you pick five numbers, if you win all five of the numbers, and I think there's 60 numbers... Or is it 100? Oh, maybe 100 numbers. I have no idea what a keno board looks like. I forget. So I blocked all that out because I didn't want to gamble like my dad. But so if you pick five numbers and all five get picked, you can make big money. Or you can pick 10 numbers and play these ways where, you know, you circle two of the numbers, and if you get two out of two, you make some money, etc. And so my dad would always do our birthdays. You know, he wanted to engage the kids into this, so we would be all excited. And I did. It was very exciting to help Daddy gamble. I loved it. I learned a lot about gambling. The problem is my birthday's June 16, and 16 never worked. So he would always say, I cursed it. Right? Don't use Dahlia's birthday, because we'll never win. It's a curse. So I never used 16 as a result of that, because my dad taught me the number 16 is a curse. Is that ridiculous? But anyway, 75% of the winners use the computer picks. All right, so not your lucky numbers. Like, let's say I wanted to use my measurements. So my measurements are 38, 20, 25. You don't believe me? Just look at me. Look at the radio. I'm a 38, 21, 20. What numbers did I say? Lord have mercy. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention, hardworking Americans over the age of 50. If you have basic computer skills, then you may qualify to earn a second income working from home. Income potential is up to $18 per hour. If you have customer service experience or other marketable skills, your income could be higher. The good news is, you will not be alone in this new career, because you'll be joining 53 million Americans working from home in this growing industry. And growing it is. If you have basic computer skills and would like to earn a second income from home, a new free report can give you all the information you need to get started. Again, the report is free, and you can receive it in minutes. All you have to do is visit RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com. To receive your free report, just visit RealCashSecrets.com. But hurry, because this free offer could be discontinued. So go to RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So taco scientists create a 30-day taco cleanse. What? A group of self-proclaimed, quote-unquote, taco scientists in Austin created a 30-day taco cleanse. They published a book with over 75 vegan recipes for a healthy take on the taco. Health professionals say if you can make your favorite taco healthier, do it. See, my favorite taco is that, you know, ground beef or like a steak taco. Oh, my gosh, I'm hungry. I do not know how to read an N It really can't read this. It's a optical illusion. It says RRI. RRI, it looks like an M or an N. Harriot. Let's just do that. Harriot. Okay? If San Antonio Metropolitan Health District says, beans are so good for us. Absolutely. If you can wrap those inside of a lettuce leaf or a corn tortilla, I think that is a great option. Okay? The book's author said this is the last diet you may ever need. And they're trying to recommend that that's for weight loss. I got to tell you something. All right? Mexican food. Tex-Mex, any variant of it can be pretty damn healthy. We've talked about how healthy, all right? Because if you think about it, get your lettuce, you get your tomatoes. You know, there's usually vegetables in almost every dish, salsa, guacamole, one of the healthiest things, as long as you don't add a lot of cheese or a lot of fattening stuff. But you got avocado. Avocado's pretty damn healthy. So you got lettuce and cheese, you throw some meat, you got the tortilla, and if the tortilla is made of corn, I mean, you almost have all four food groups there, okay? If you look at corn as a grain, you know, flour, there's your grain. So you can have all four food groups, you throw some peppers in there, you know, it could be extremely healthy. Where Mexican food gets unhealthy is if you add too much cheese, if you fry it up like a chimichanga, throw a bunch of sour cream on it, melt some more cheese on it, or what I like to do is an arroz con pollo, where you got the Mexican rice in there, the Spanish rice, and then you throw a whole bunch of cheese on the rice that's all hot and melting, and then you get some chicken, and I like the dark meat chicken over the white meat chicken, because the dark meat is very, very tasty because of the fat content, and then I mix up a big, huge bowl of this arroz con pollo, and then I sit by the fireplace as I watch a movie, and I'm in my snuggly, and I sit there with the cat in between my feet, and I just munch away on my bowl of arroz con pollo. Okay, that's probably not the healthiest way to do it. All right, so hope that helps. Okay, a lot of you guys are trying to diet, and you're like, wait a second here. You know, I'm not looking as fit and trim as Dr. Dahlia. Yeah, really, people, your goal should be to look like me. All right, that's your goal. Honestly, a lot of you would get depressed. You know, you guys are trying to look like Taylor Swift. No, try to look like me, Dr. Dahlia. Now, some of you guys are like, well, you know, don't I need some plastic surgery, like a lot of plastic surgery to misshapen my body to look like Dahlia? True. Anyway, there are 8 diet mistakes that we all make. And apparently nutritionist Rob Hobson says that these mistakes are what jeopardizes our weight loss. You know, it's true. What I did is I skipped breakfast today. I don't want to skip breakfast. It's just I haven't had time to get breakfast. And instead, I had a big chunk of my Crunch bar. That is a big mistake. I'm not going to lose any weight on that. Okay. So let me see what he suggests. All right, here we go. We are finding the scoop. Here we go. A lot of you eat too many nuts and seeds. Now, this is interesting. Okay? They're a good source of nutrient, but they could add extra calories at no additional benefit. I don't know about that. I mean, I'm a big fan of nuts and seeds and dried fruits and avocados, but they say supermarkets are filled with quote-unquote healthy snacks, such as fruit and nut bars. And these nut bars may not be all that healthy. I think you need to just eat regular nuts, regular seeds, and you would be great. Another big mistake people make is skipping carbs completely, like all. Just no carbs whatsoever. Skipping carbs totally, I believe, messes with your metabolism. You need to be able to poop. And they say that just doesn't seem to work as well. So they say reducing the carbs is a smart thing to do. Maybe eat some cooked quinoa. I have never done that, and I don't intend to. Brown rice doesn't work with the arroz con pollo, sorry. Sweet potato, stir fries, soup, salad, stews, that kind of thing. A lot of us eat too many snacks. That's bad. Okay? And a lot of the snacks we eat, like me, a big chunk of a Nestle Crunch bar, not a good idea. What he recommends for snacks is how about a nice boiled egg? Gross. Boiled egg. Dips with veggies. Okay, that I could do. I love a nut. You know what? I love celery with a whole bunch of peanut butter on it. And again, I know that's not, you know, but you know what? It's better than a candy bar. tomato or a miso-based soup, a small handful of nuts, seeds, or dried fruits, low-fat natural yogurt topped with berries, lean sliced poultry such as turkey. I do that. I could sit there and eat meat all day. I could sit there and munch on meat as a snack. Canned tuna. All right, that works. Okay, a lot of you guys weigh yourself too much. You weigh yourself, it gets distracted, you get disheartened, you get disappointed, and then a lot of you are like, okay, you know what, it's not working. They say instead, maybe weigh yourself each week, or set yourself a goal such as getting back into your favorite pair of jeans or dresses. This is, I know this is going to kind of sound weird to you, but this is what made me realize I was losing weight. I buy clothes that stretch all the time, so I don't feel, you know, I can't tell if I gained weight or whatever. But there was a pair of, like, underwear, okay, that I wore. And I put it on, and there was so much room. I was like, wait a second, I lost weight. So sometimes that helps. You know, maybe the jeans don't help, or the dress, because you stretch it out. But that's something, too. You know, you pull jeans out of the dryer, they're smaller. Okay, but usually the underwear, once you stretch it out, you stretch it out. So that was really, really good. Yeah. All right. Avoiding fats. Fat, you gotta, you know, a lot of people say, all right, when you, okay, avoiding all the fat. But we found that some fats will help you lose weight. Some fats will make you feel more full. They say certain diets favor fats and proteins over carbohydrates. They say choose small servings of healthy fats like oily fish, nuts, seeds, avocados, and oils like extra virgin olive oil or coconut. And then don't be unrealistic. Don't sit there and go, you know what, I'm going to look like Taylor Swift. Be realistic and say, I'm going to look like Dr. Dahlia. And when you do that, I know nobody really makes a goal for that. But then it's easier. Remember I told you guys, don't try to lose 30 pounds in 1 month? I want your goal at the end of January to be down 5 pounds. If you can be down 5 pounds by the end of January, and then you make the next goal to be down 5 pounds by the end of February, you will be down 60 pounds by the end of the year. Don't, 5 times 12, 60. See? All right. Don't rely on the diet meals, they say. All right. So a lot of us, we start a diet, and they will mail us the meal, ship us the meal or the products. For some of you, it'll work. For some of you, it's different strokes for different folks. You need to be, you know, given something in the mail and stick to it. All right. But for the rest of us, I would rather do this with as natural food as possible. I'd rather buy the tuna. I would rather, you know, make my, you know, little rice dish, but it has to be brown rice. I'd rather make my veggies or bring my veggies. But I got to admit, like my husband, he lost a lot on Medifast. And Medifast ships you bars. And he would eat the bars, and it worked for him. And he ate a regular meal each dinner, but he ate the bars, and it worked. All right? Okay. Make sure to always have a strategy if you know you're not going to be eating at home. When you really are losing weight seriously, it's really difficult if, like, CES, you know, you're going to be in Vegas for CES, or you have a radio conference to go to or whatever. And even though, you know what, they feed you really well at these radio conferences, healthy. You know, you don't have a big buffet of junk food. They kind of, it's a smaller buffet, but it's healthy food. And those are, that's pretty good. Make sure that if you are going to have a, you know, a little bit of alcohol or something like that, you make sure you squeeze in a workout, especially in your hotel room. And so those are apparently some of the mistakes that the nutritionist Rob Hobson gave us. All right. They say obesity is going to be the new norm in 20 years, and obesity will trigger 700,000 new cancer cases. That's actually just in I think Great Britain. This is an article there. Obesity and cancer. What's going on there? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, many of us kind of go back and forth going, you know what, I don't have to be screened for cancer because it's not in my family. And like I told you guys, most of the men in my family die, you know, in their 60s before a lot of this can get diagnosed. So, even though we have a lot of cancer in the family, breast cancer, colon cancer, there could be more that I don't know about. Scientists discovered that 22 cancers are definitely inherited. and that your overall risk can increase 33% if one of especially your brother or sister, is diagnosed. And of course, if it's a twin, whether you're identical or non-identical twins, your risk, of course, is high as well. So Harvard scientists working with colleagues in Denmark and Finland have discovered those forms of the disease with the highest excess familial risk, meaning which types of cancer seem to be the most genetic. These include prostate, breast, lung, and colon. Scientists found that a person has a 33% increased risk of developing some form of cancer if one of their siblings is diagnosed with the disease. Before we go on, when I was in medical school, I was taught that 90% of women diagnosed with breast cancer didn't have a family history. And that was a very confusing statistic for a bunch of us medical students, because we were like, wait, I mean, now mind you, I got confused a lot in medical school. Yeah, I'd be sitting there in class going, wait, what? Kawasaki's disease, man, that sounds made up. There is no Kawasaki disease. What? Can you believe this guy? Yeah, nice one, nice one. Almost got us on that one. He's like, what are you talking about? There is a Kawasaki disease. How did she get to medical school? You know, my friends would always tell me to shut up, you know, in class, because they're like, no, Dahlia, no. Be quiet. You're going to get us all in trouble. But that statistic confused us. 90% of women who get diagnosed with breast cancer don't have a family history of it. And I think the reason why that statistic seemed to, circle around and be perpetuated is because it would remind us students and remind women in general and men that just because it's not in the family doesn't mean you're not going to get it. Now, remember, I was in medical school in the 90s, okay? You would have women that, mammograms were, they were starting to be more and more routine. But, you know, we really didn't until the 80s and 90s really, really push regular mammograms. So it makes sense. Somebody in 1995 gets diagnosed with breast cancer. They're like, but nobody in my family had that. Well, again, life expectancy was different decades before. Testing wasn't done. You know, when a couple of my family members were diagnosed with cancer, it was already all over. And, they broke it down and realized it was probably colon cancer, but they didn't check to see if there was cancer anywhere else. There was a family member on my husband's side where she had a couple different types of cancer, one of which included breast. They just found that incidentally going, by the way, you have it. So a lot of women might have had it, but they didn't know, which is why that statistic has still been kind of floating around where the majority of women diagnosed with breast cancer don't report it having been in the family. Same thing with me. First woman in my family to get breast cancer. She said, I never went for mammograms because we don't have breast cancer in the family. I go, well, now we do. And so now we have a very strong family history based on this one person who never got a mammogram until I yelled at her. So, and that's the other thing, too. I mean, how many people are really forthcoming? In my family, and, you know, we have, half American, half European, you know, German, Austrian, Israeli, Russian, Polish, Romanian, that half, you don't go to the doctor. You know, so many of them died without us ever knowing what the heck they had. My father, he died a healthy man because he really wouldn't let anybody diagnose him. So I have no idea if he had colon cancer, male breast cancer, testicular cancer. And he wouldn't want me to know. You know, especially I'm a woman. You know, baby girl, you leave me alone. You don't need to know anything. Leave me alone. You know, always would keep us in the dark. You know, if it wasn't for me diagnosing him with diabetes, you know, or taking him to my teacher because there were some issues, we wouldn't know about that either. So, so you also have to keep in mind that many of you have family members that lie or they don't get checked. A person who never goes to the doctor doesn't seem to get a diagnosis, do they? All right. So what sorts of cancer have they found, you know, that where it's not just environmental? There are some inherited risks to it. Well, obviously prostate, breast, lung, colon, melanoma, testes, rectum, and anal cancer is can be inherited. It can be inherited. Okay? Many people go, nah, you know, I don't have to worry about rectal cancer because I don't really get HPV exposed to that area of the body. No, you could still get cancer genetically there. Bladder cancer could be genetic, head and neck. Skin cancer that's not melanoma, not as inherited as others, but there's still, get that, there is still an inherited risk to basal cell carcinoma or squamous cell carcinoma of the skin. A lot of you guys are like, well, I stay away from the sun. Still could be genetic. Stomach cancer could be inherited. Leukemia could be inherited. Pancreas. Uterine cancer. Ovarian cancer. Larynx, which is your voice box. We talked about the cervix and the uterus. Liver cancer. Kidney cancer. Brain cancer. Non-Hodgkin lymphoma. And gallbladder cancer. Now, my husband, on his side of the family, has some sort of biliary tract cancer. I don't know how the heck you screen for that one, but I'm going to make sure that boy goes to the doctor as soon as we figure out our deductible issues, because that kind of stinks. But, you know, there is. There's a small genetic risk for that. Now, scientists looked at the risk of cancer in twins, and they found that having a twin sibling diagnosed with cancer increases a person's risk of developing the disease themselves. A lot of you guys are like, well, you know, duh, it's your twin. Well, yeah, that would make sense if it's genetic. But if you guys thought that some of your skin cancer isn't genetic, you know, then I, you know, look, if your sibling gets melanoma, you could have a good chance of getting melanoma too. Yeah, but I don't always play with them outside. It doesn't matter if it's the genetic kind. Okay? They said the findings were true for both identical and non-identical twins. The discovery of non-identical twins suggests that the risk is also prevalent in siblings that are not twins, given genetic differences. You guys understand about identical. Identical is where the one egg splits. Non-identical is where the sperm basically, or you have sperm that fertilize two eggs. Okay? Yeah. So you either have a shared genetic material or you don't. You have your own genetic material. And just, you guys were just born, you know, in the same uterus. I am so glad I don't have a twin. I would be so mean to them. I'm very competitive. I always have been. And I would probably take that twin. I mean, maybe I was a twin. You'll never know. Because I probably beat the, you know, I was really rough. My mom said the pregnancy with me was very rough. And I think she does it for a guilt trip. I can see why. Maybe there was somebody in there that I was beating up. Remember, they didn't have obstetrical ultrasound back then. You know what? I was born in 1991. Yeah. Anyway, okay, yeah, they did. The discovery, 70s. The discovery, let me see. Okay, let's see. So co-author of the study, Jacob Heimborg of the University of, can't pronounce it, Southern Denmark, said because of study size and long follow-up, we can now see key genetic effects for many cancers. Okay, and they were sitting in Harvard, blah, blah, blah. Okay, anything else we need? Researchers looked at more than 200,000 twins. They followed them for 32 years. Siblings also, that could be an issue. And identical twins jumped to 46%. They said the strongest familial risks found in testicular cancer. If there's testicular cancer in the family, that was a lot higher, especially in the identical twin. So something to think about. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, ha 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 ha, or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so this is interesting. One of my listeners sent me an article on chocolate helping your cold. And this is one of the medical headlines out there. Actually, let me pull it up. Chocolate and cold. I am all over that. And I got to say, I don't get colds a lot. I don't, thank God. You know, I find that very interesting. Okay, the chocolate, a cure for the common cold. Okay, so there's been, you know, some discussion on that. But there's some things I just can't explain that patients claim works, like putting Vicks vapor rub on your feet to stop a cough. I can't tell you how many people say that works. They take their kid, they throw some Vicks vapor rub on the bottom of their feet, they put the sock, little sockies on their feet, and then they tell the kid to go to bed, and the kid doesn't cough. Now, the big problem we have in medicine is we as doctors that are board certified and licensed by our state, thank the Lord, my state licenses me, I mean, we are not supposed to be giving you any sort of sham science. I mean, I can't sit there and say if you have a cough, if your kid is coughing at night, to put some Vicks vapor rub on her or his little foot. God forbid the kid is developing pneumonia or going to an asthmatic attack, you know, all, you know, poop can break loose. We can't, we're not supposed to, you know, recommend those things. But I gotta tell you, a lot of you keep asking me about these little tricks and, you know, like wearing garlic on your neck. So there's an article. This is another one that my, listener alluded to. And it's done by Female, a part of Daily Mail. And they look at a variety of different things you could do. This one, again, and I'm not recommending this. Okay, but these are some of the things that people are talking about. Sleeping in soggy socks. Okay, which is something I would never say to do, ever. All right? But they say hydrotherapy, which is wearing damp socks, water therapy, stimulates different parts of the body with water jets to increase circulation. Again, I'm not recommending this, but this is what they're talking about, okay? He says when you sleep, the blood vessels in your cold feet constrict, pushing the good chemicals in your blood upwards towards your organs. I don't know if I like that idea. They could fight infection, help bolster your immune system. So the shunting of the blood from the extremities, because you're wearing wet socks, supposedly helping your circulation and increasing your immune system. I would say no. Last night in my house, it got to 60 some degrees. I don't need to get hypothermic, and I don't want you guys to get hypothermic. So if you guys are being told to wear wet socks, my answer is no. Do not do that.
How can anybody sleep with socks? Like, that is, like, my number. Like, I can fall asleep with anything, any piece of clothing on except for socks. Like, that is just the absolute, I will not sleep.
No. You got cats. I don't know about you, but I have to cover up my little tippy toes, especially the pinky toe, because the cats will sit there and nibble on it in the middle of the night. I have to wear socks just to not be eaten.
Well, it sounds like you need to get an extra blanket and then stuff the cat between the two blankets and then just cuddle super hard, because that's what I do whenever my cats start fighting. And I'm just like, no, you're going to be aggressive. I'm going to be aggressive cuddler.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they do not like it. I basically body slam them. And then, yeah, exactly. Like, you are now, because in the middle of the night, they wake me up. Like, why do they have to eat my toes? All right.
Because
anyway,
it's time to eat, obviously.
Yeah.
It's 5 a.m. Like, time for you to.
I see what's on my toes. I would not. I mean, maybe, you know what? It's probably the pieces of chocolate that I had from earlier that day. All right. So some of you guys wear onions. Not very sexy, but, there's some old wives' tale that recommends wearing a bunch of onions, that the pungent aroma can clear the sinuses. I think eating the onions, remember we talked about chicken soup? And how chicken soup, it seems to, you know, really help, lessen the symptoms of the cold and maybe speed up healing from the cold. I think part of it is the onions. So I would say eat the onions. Don't just wear the onions. By the way, there was a study that came out wondering, talking about the evolution of people getting sick and coughing and sneezing and, you know, trying to be away from other people. That's supposed to protect the human race. All right, so they say when you get sick and you want to avoid everybody and you're trying to, kind of be in a corner and you're like, everybody leave me alone, That is nature's way of preventing you from infecting others. You know, my cats will do that too. When they're not feeling good and they're sick, they go to a corner. It's a, you know, yeah, they, you know, they don't feel well, so they want to be left alone and not body slammed and, you know, stuck under the covers with Tom, where he Dutch ovens them, by the way. But the, you know, the,
they deserved it.
Yeah. But, you know, they do that because it's an evolutionary advantage to not affect the other animals. So when one of the cats gets pink eye, whenever we bring in a stray or a rescue, they usually stay away from the other cats, which is kind of nice. They say chocolate can soothe the symptoms of a cold. So true. I will eat chocolate as the day is long, and sometimes when I have a cold as well. And why? Because there's theobromine. Theobromine is this alkaloid that you see in tea and cola, and it helps vasodilate, and it dilates the blood vessels, and it also helps with the lungs. The theobromine will help open up the lungs, so you don't have as much bronchoconstriction, and then you maybe get less coughing. They found that chocolate may be 3 times more effective than codeine. Codeine is a painkiller we add to cough syrups. So maybe rather than, you know, having a cherry tussin with codeine or a Robitussin with codeine cough syrup, just say, I'll have a big glass of chocolate, Hershey's chocolate syrup. All right, you got to be careful because of the sugar, okay? They say jazz music. Louis Armstrong lovers may be in luck, they say, because jazz music boosts our levels of immunoglobulin A. This is a protein that defends our bodies against infection. It's in the mucus lining of the nose, mouth, throat, acts as a protective shield that prevents viruses and bacteria from taking root. IgA, a part of our immune system, jazz music increases it. Oh, that's great. Oh, I love jazz music. I won't sing any of that. Curry. Curry is great. Curry, they talked about a couple years ago. Apparently, it helps open up the airway, decreases some of the mucus secretions, and decreases it from blocking, but helps it to soothe out the drier areas that happen with colds. And curry seems to work. Apparently, they've been using this since the 1800s, maybe even before that. And they say chilies like capsaicin, those do well. Like if you eat a hot chili and your sinuses open up, that seems to work. They say working up a sweat. It's very interesting. I used to work out a lot, even when I was sick. And I noticed I wouldn't stay sick as long if I worked out while I was sick. I always work out even when I had mono, which, by the way, do as I do, as I say, not as I do. Do not work out when you have mono. Do not work out when you're sick. You need to improve and become healthy. Remember, these are little old wives' tales that some people have studied. And there was a study that found back in 1999 that sex can boost your levels of immunoglobulin A, which seem to increase immune system. So exercise will increase your immune system, probably because of the circulation. If you're sick, you do need to rest and let your body try to, you know, manage it. Coconut water, they say, may help because of the sodium and the potassium. They say eating oysters. I cannot eat an oyster. I'm sorry. A lot of people say it's an aphrodisiac, but I think it's the zinc that's responsible in it. It helps you with your mucous membranes, helps with your nose and throat. Daily Mail has a great dissertation on this, but this is interesting. I always tell people to blow your nose. Get that junk out of there. But scientists from the University of Virginia says don't. It puts too much pressure in the head, causing mucus to go back. And they say don't blow your nose. So what I've been doing is doing the hot showers and steaming, and that opens you up. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.